A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line for A Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this week.
And a very good morning to you, Ger.
Tony, we're going to start with a query this morning, and keep your comments and queries coming in for Tony if you have them. I want to get to this one that says, I used to be quite a fastidious and tidy person, but recently I've noticed I'm not putting things away after use, with the thinking that I'll be using them again soon. I'm leaving things where I can easily get at them. The problem is I'm worried I'm letting my standards slip, even though no one else in the family has passed any comments. I suppose the question is, should I continue as I'm doing or revert to how I was, putting everything away in its place?
Well, I say in a situation like you've just outlined there, Ger, there's no problem either way. I mean, we adjust to life, and as we get older, we adjust to that. And, you know, things change, people come and go, and so on and so forth. I think once you're not causing any problem, but if you foresee it as you sliding down a slow track of deterioration, well, I don't think so. I wouldn't see it at all as a problem. However, on the other side of it, precision. And generally, if we started to let up on how we do things, how we clean the house, how we clean our teeth, whatever it is, any sort of job that requires a bit of precision, if we begin to let go of that, and, you know, it's a serious letting go. We're sort of not doing things, and then we're doing less and less and less. That is a deterioration. But if it's not in that category, you know, you may be getting a little bit older, you're not putting away whatever tools or whatever you're using as much as you used to. I wouldn't worry about that at all. That's simply just adjusting to the way life carries us down the stream, and we have no control over where the stream is carrying us. So that'd be my take on it. I wouldn't worry about it.
Is the key question here, what's the state of your house like? If you're talking about dropping standards and not putting things back, if it's one or two things, or if all of a sudden the place is a total mess with nothing in its right place,
if that's the case, you know, if he or she says that the rest of the family haven't passed any comments, so it would indicate that it's not, unless of course they're living on their own and the people don't notice what's happening. But yeah, if the place is a mess, definitely. But if you leave a couple of tools or a few cleaning things or that sort of thing around the place, that's no problem at all. As I said, it depends on the deterioration of your own standards. And if there's no major deterioration of the standards you have set for yourself, then don't worry. I mean, we adjust to life. And, you know, if you were suddenly out in the middle of a desert, you'd have to cope. And you would lose a lot of things if you were out in the middle of a desert. And it's your coping with life. And if you feel it's more than that, then certainly, you know, adjust your standards a wee bit. But it's not something I'd be particularly concerned about, because my standards down the years have changed a hell of a lot.
Yeah, okay. That's a fair point, I suppose, in terms of what you need to do to assess it. Tony, another query has come in here. I've come to realise that over time, I was mostly doing things in my life to impress other people. And the thought struck me just how simple-minded that this approach really is. Now I ask myself, what should I do in terms of acting or looking and dressing as I please? Or should I go a step further and tidy up myself and other things?
Well, that's a sort of similar thing in a way, yes. I mean, tidy up by all means. But, you know, again, we change a heck of a lot. I look back on my life and I cannot remember what I was like when I was in my 20s. I can remember things, but I can't remember sort of a clear picture of what I was like. So we change with the circumstances over time. And, you know... I wouldn't worry about it too much. That's the way I would put it to you. Use your own judgment. You know, what do you base your life on? Do you base it on other people, or do you base it on yourself? And there's a saying comes to mind, you know, to thine own self be true. And
yeah.
If you are basing everything you do on what you think people observe of you, then that's no way to live life. That would be one area I would examine carefully. You know, why am I doing things? Am I doing it because it's practical?
It makes me happy, or it's the standards required by my neighbours, for example,
exactly,
or by
yeah,
somebody
yeah.
I might be going to meet.
Yeah. So, I mean, the saying, as I said, that comes to mind is, to thine own self be true. And if you are true to yourself and how you see life and how you understand things, yeah, that's grand. But, you know, we all like to impress a little bit. I wouldn't knock that out totally out of the picture. You know, we all want to look reasonably well. But over time, I mean, when I was in my 20s and 30s and 40s, in fact, I never went out without a suit or a tie on. Well, I need to anything, you know, other than social. You know, I haven't worn a tie in years. Now, in my retirement, and I wear outlandish coloured things, and I'm doing it just to please myself and not to please other people. And
is that the reason why the tie is disappearing, Tony? Apparently, the tie is disappearing from life. People are just saying, that's it, the pressure's gone, I'm just going to wear an open necked shirt, and that's it.
I mean, I'd still, if I was going to something like a funeral, I might indeed put a shortened tie on. But, you know, you forget how to do it, to be honest with you. You forget how to tie the knots when you haven't tied them for years. And so a lot of people are using ties with an elastic sort of thing around the neck. And don't do it because you want to impress other people. Whatever you do in life, look at yourself, your moral outlook, your social outlook, and am I doing this? Is it okay for me to do this? And that's the prime focus. You know, again, you don't want to go into some place being dirty and smelly and that sort of thing. But other than that, I wouldn't worry about it at all.
Okay. Good morning, Jerry. That could be me. It makes me feel a bit better. I think this is the one that we're talking about now. They've decided, look, I'm not going to impress people. I'm not going to go the extra length or put myself into all sorts of tortured and twisted routines to try and keep everyone else happy. So there you go. Someone who's decided, similar to the other query, the other person, saying that, they're not going to put themselves under so much pressure in the future, Tony.
Absolutely. I mean, as you said, Jerry, and it's a fair observation, the amount of people now who dress formally during the day are very few and far between. You get a few people who are in business who will dress that way. And I think the majority of people are dressing to please themselves and quite informally. And there is a shift in the whole world. And I think it's not a bad problem at all.
Okay, Tony, brilliant stuff as always. Thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning with A Problem Shared. That's Tony McGinley with us. If you have any questions or queries for A Problem Shared, get them into us now. 066-712-3666, number to call, text or WhatsApp 083-300-3300. You can leave a voice note as well.